You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome, 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 everyone, to Civic Media Mid-Mornings here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Greg Bach, and I am your host, your buddy, your guide through the next 2 hours here on the Civic Media Radio Network, and we're happy that you are sharing your time with us. If you ever want to be part of the conversation, you can always call or text. The number is 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can leave a comment on the live stream. We are currently live streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. We have a very wonderful show ahead for you today, a very Civic Media-minded show. See what I did there, Calvin? By the way, Calvin Butenhoff on the ones and twos. And how are you doing today, Calvin?
I'm doing good. I'm hoping we're trending in the right direction temperature-wise.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a Wisconsin thing, I believe, is that when, you know, we went through a really deep cold, you don't need me to remind you, I would say a solid week of zero, below zero, very, very cold wind chill factors, that when you hit that place of 20 degrees, between 20 and 30, you're like, well, shorts weather. Let's do this. Let's get to it. Let's get out in the sun and let's get projects out in the, can I mow the lawn right now? Is that cool? That's how we get in our minds, but we still have many weeks of winter left. And I believe today is, if I'm not mistaken, it's Groundhog's Day, Calvin. It's Groundhog's Day. Let's check it out here. It's today. And according to the Weather Channel, his prediction, drum roll please, the groundhog known as Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow. This means we could see 6 more weeks of winter, at least according to Groundhog Day lore, if you believe in Groundhog Day lore. That all being said, yes. So, well, by all meteorological, that's a word, weather people, and the calendar and how the seasons work, we were still going to have winter. And I feel like Punxsutawney Phil is a malign character. He's just living his life. And frankly, I feel like we shouldn't be mad at him. Calvin, are you upset by this?
I'm not upset with him. No, I feel bad for him, if anything. Just ripped out of his den in the middle of winter.
Yeah. I mean, that's very, very important to remember that this little feller just trying to do his job. I don't think he gets paid. I don't think he gets paid at all. Point is, we still have more weeks of winter ahead. And a couple of things I just want to always remind people, just please play it safe. Keep yourself bundled up. Keep yourself safe. Keep the hand warmers available, scarves. And I know that you might think to yourself, well, I live here. Of course I do that. A lot of people don't. A lot of people just kind of like, I just walk into my car. I don't need a heavy jacket or whatnot. But also, we probably will still have some cold, cold, cold temperatures ahead of us. So also reach out to people who may need some help, people who are the elderly folks in your life who may need to be checked on, that kind of thing. Keep it here on Civic Media because we have great weather coverage as well, whether we're talking about the stuff we talk or on our music stations. We always have weather updates for you throughout the day so you can stay up to speed on what's going on. Civic Media mobile app also will help you stay up to date on what's going on news and weather-wise. And then just be prepared. In the 10:30 hour today, we'll be talking about some winter yeses and nos. But, you know, we're coming out of it, but there are still great ways to prepare yourself for winter, winterize yourself, your life, your house. I know, you know, we might be in February, but some people just don't check. I mean, me as a new homeowner, I didn't know what to do. So we'll be talking about that at 10:35. If you have tips for how you winterize your home, the regular things, or maybe you have a life hack, send that in to us. Call us, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can leave that comment on the live stream. You can text it in via the Civic Media app. You can leave a voice message if you'd like, because with the Civic Media app, you can do that. Text, call, leave a voice note, all right there. Take part in the text to win contest that happened. But we want to know your winterizing hacks. Even though we're slowly creeping out of the winter weather, the winter temperatures. Still good to know, still good to share with our neighbors what we know about how we take care of our property, our cars, and ourselves. Today, though, going back to Civic Media Minded, it's a Civic Media Minded Monday, I'll call that, Calvin. We have two great guests today. After the 9:30 news, we are talking to the genie of just about everything, Miss Terry Barr. She'll be here talking about the stories she is working on. Specifically, she wants to talk about an interview that she had with a woman who is going to college in Minneapolis and is sharing her firsthand account of the protests, as well as the fear people are facing, but also how they are trying to help folks in their community. So that's Terry Barr at 9:35 this morning. Always great time talking to her. She's all over Civic Media. If you go to civicmedia.us/news, you can find her stories. And then at the top of the 10 o'clock hour, I'm very, very excited about this as well. Mr. Chad Holmes is going to be here. Chad Holmes is the host of the Chad Holmes Show, which you can listen to on the Civic Media app. It's on WXCO. You can listen to it on the air from 8 until 9. And then you can watch it for 2 hours, 8 until 10, on the YouTube channel. So, excuse me. Chad Holmes is going to be talking to us about the stories he's working on, the interviews he's doing up in Wausau. We spoke to Isabella Nieto last week, who is a Civic Media reporter up in the Northwoods, specifically in the Wausau area. We discussed the gubernatorial candidates who have been coming to the station to talk to Chad on the show to, you know, ingratiate themselves into the community, to let them know, hey, I'm here running for governor. And I want to talk to Chad about those interviews. I want to talk to him about what's going on in Wausau and just the fact that Chad is just so dialed into the community, whether we're talking about sports, whether we're talking about local, very local government, or just life in general in Wausau. He's very passionate and very, very adept at that. And I'm going to talk to him more about it at the 10 o'clock start of the second hour. And then we're going to be talking about 10:35. How do you winterize your life? What are you doing? What do you do? What can you offer people as far as advice goes? And then we got a handy tip from Greg at the end of the show to round everything out. So it's going to be a great, great time. And I guess I want to start this, like, well, we haven't started the show, Calvin. It's been going on for a while. But I saw an interesting article that senior producer Tucker posted in our planning doc for this morning. And it's a letter to the editor from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And it has to do with our elections, specifically our primaries. And I just want to get your thoughts on this, because when Joe Biden dropped out of the race in 2024 and essentially handed the reins to Vice President Kamala Harris, there were a lot of folks who were very excited about that. There are a lot of people who are upset about that, both Democrats and Republicans, for their varying reasons. But the unifying reason between a lot of them was there was no primary. There was no chance to, one, thoroughly vet Kamala Harris in a presidential role, even though I would say that the vetting had happened for the vice presidential role as well as when she ran for president in 2020. But there was no choice for them other than to accept Kamala Harris as their nominee. Some would say that led to her being defeated. I think that's a bigger conversation, but I understand the point. On the right side here, and that's what this letter to the editor is dealing with, is that the GOP seems to be doing the same thing when it comes to the gubernatorial candidate for governor here in Wisconsin with regard to Tom Tiffany. Now, granted, he's not the nominee. He still has to be nominated and accepted at their convention this year. But at this point, with Josh Shulman dropping out, he was the Washington County executive who was running against Tom Tiffany. He was the only person at that point who was running. He dropped out last week after President Trump endorsed Mr. Tiffany via Truth Social. I think either the day of or the day after, Josh Shulman dropped out and endorsed Tiffany. And so now what you have is one person for the next 10 months, 9.5, 10 months, or I should say until the primary, so until fall, like early fall, who will have all the spotlight on them. And I asked the question last week. So I asked two questions to you. One, to those who are listening who are Republicans, GOP, do you like this? Do you want to see more? Would you have liked to have seen more candidates? Do you still want to? I mean, this is no, there is absolutely, there's no saying that a person can't jump into this, but would you have liked to have seen more, more choice, more diversity in the field as far as like opinions, or is Tom Tiffany your guy? And for those who aren't Republicans, do you like what's happening here in general? Because this is one of the big complaints of the two-party system is that we're not given a lot of choice. And sometimes we have to hold our nose and vote. And what do you want to see in place of that? And I tie that into the fact that coming out of the Congress right now, Brian Stile, who is the congressman for the first district here in Wisconsin, he is putting forth the mega bill, which is Make Elections Great Again, which seeks to stringently tighten the ability to vote in this country. And one of the things in there is ranked choice voting, which has been amongst proponents that a way of getting voices out there and getting more diversity. I'm not talking about DEI diversity at this moment. I'm talking about just not just Democrat, Republican, but a lot of other people. And then you as the voter get to put your voice behind the folks you like in a ranked choice way. Now, granted, I said this last week and we're going to do this. I want to bring on somebody to talk about ranked choice voting because we are not really, I think that this is a newer topic as far as the main political landscape on certain communities using ranked choice voting to do their elections. It's definitely not mainstream at this point, but in that mega bill, Brian Stile wants to outlaw ranked choice voting, which some see as a way of giving more of a voice to people to choose who should be their voices in the Capitol, whether it's your state or the government or the national level in DC. So I just want to know about that. Like, do you like this fact that people are just kind of kingmaking and putting down the sword and saying, you're the person, you're the one, and we're just going to keep moving forward and this is our guy? Or do you want to see more choice in your candidates? Is this something that bothered you in 2024 as a person who supported the Democrats? Because I think we are in an election year. We are in a point where people are very tired of the same old, same old. There are people out there who are vocal about their dislike of the chosen to represent their parties because they feel like they do not have their best interest in mind. So really, I just want to talk about that. Ranked choice voting, where are your thoughts on that? If you know about it, where are your thoughts on primaries being done, look, at least with the GOP here, almost in name only, because at this point, there's nobody else who's stepping in. Doesn't seem like Tim Michaels is going to run. Doesn't seem like Eric Hugby is going to run. There was a moment last year where there was some stories, but it hasn't panned out. Tommy Thompson hasn't come back out again for a third time and said, maybe, but I want to know from you, and this is a Democrat, Republican, anybody, how do you feel about this lack of choice for people to choose the people who run our government, especially for governor? That's a big deal right now in the national landscape and the attitudes. Someone like Tom Tiffany, is he the guy for you? Is he the one who represents your policies and your beliefs, especially if you are a GOP or a Republican or a conservative? That's what I want to know, because I feel like we need more choices and not less. And that's a direct statement towards Brian Stile. But when we come back, we'll talk more about this. Cindy on the line, I see you there. Don't go anywhere. I'll take your call on the other side. Grab some snacks, grab some water. Come on back. We'll talk more about this on Mid-Mornings on Civic Media. My name is Greg Bach. Stay tuned. Stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome, welcome back to Civic Media Mid-Mornings. My name is Greg Bach. I'm your host, your buddy, your pal, your confidant, and the guy who will always tell you that those jeans look banging on you. So, we are here today, this morning. We are here until 11. I'm appreciative of you spending your time with us. It's precious. Therefore, I say thank you. If you want to be part of the conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, the platform we still call Twitter. I heard someone refer to it this weekend as the artist formerly known as Twitter, and I think that's hilarious as well. But we are here with you today. Don't forget, after the 9:30 news coming up in just a few minutes, we're talking to the genie of just about everything here at Civic Media, Ms. Terry Barr, about a story she's worked on and an interview she had with somebody in Minnesota, Minneapolis, who is seeing the protests happen firsthand. So we're going to talk more about that with her. And then 10 o'clock, we're speaking with Chad Holmes, host of the Chad Holmes Show, right here on Civic Media from 8 to 10. One half on air, the whole show online, if you ever want to check it out. I really think it's important for people outside of the Northwoods area to watch these shows, because what happens in Wausau happens in Green Bay. What happens in Green Bay happens in Sturtevant. What happens in Sturtevant happens in Kenosha. And it's all connected whether you live there or not, because these are the direct stories happening in those communities that directly affect the people. So Chad Holmes Show from 8 to 10 every morning, half on the air, half on, all online. Check it out, civicmedia.us for more information. And then, yeah, we're talking right now about the topic of the voting process, and specifically when it comes to primaries, and moreover, the lack of choice when it comes to who you can vote for as a candidate. You know, if you, you know, in 2024, it was people upset that they had to vote for Kamala Harris with no primary. It took away their voice and their choice, as they thought, understood. There can be the same thing applied now this year with the gubernatorial race. The fact that Tom Tiffany seems to be the presumptive nominee for the GOP for governor, does that make you upset as a GOP member, as a conservative or a Republican? Do you want to see a bigger, heartier battle between candidates and their ideas, or is this fine with you? And you know, there is no wrong answer in this. I'm literally just looking for opinions. But yeah, I want to know that. So reach out to us, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or leave the comment on the live stream. Cindy from Appleton has been very patient. Thank you so much, Cindy. Good morning. First of all, how was your weekend?
Good, and I would like to say congratulations to Billie Eilish for her her song of the year.
Yeah.
And I loved her comment she came out with that said, you know, we're all immigrants on stolen land. And I thought, good, stick it to CBS because they're the ones that are given, you know, Colbert the boot.
Yeah. So I would say that there were a lot of great messages coming out of the Grammys last night. There were a lot of people who were reflecting that same opinion. So it became a thing of like, yeah, this seems to be an opinion, unless you're Jelly Roll, but that's a whole other conversation. Cindy, go on.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I wanted to talk about a little bit about ranked choice voting, which, you know, it's really not new. It's been around for a while. It's just it hasn't really gotten any traction.
Exactly, yeah.
Of course, our legislators, the reason they're trying to put a halt to this is because they know it's going to change things drastically in the voting. And I was one of the Democrats upset about the whole Mandela thing, upset about the whole Kamala thing. And I think the Republicans should be just as upset because this is taking democracy away from us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's the thing is, I don't disagree with you at all, Cindy. And I'm glad you brought up both sides of it, too, because both sides are complicit in this problem. And I think what happens is how am I going to say this lightly, Cindy? I'm not going to. With the Democrats, I felt like in 2024, they were doing something from the point of view of like, we got it. We're taken care of. You're taken care of. And Democrats were like, this isn't good. And I think with Republicans, they're saying, here's your guy. He's the one. Deal with it. And people will say, I guess. So their meanings and their motives may be different, but ultimately the same, because let's be honest here, political machines, not politicians or not, you know, individual Democrats or Republicans, but when it comes to political machines, the GOP versus the Democratic Party, they should be held at arm's length, in my opinion. They trusted with grains of multiple salt. Because their businesses run with money and backers, and that is what's always to be remembered, in my opinion. You know, I think the more you can say, I'm not part of the party, I'm just, you know, the ideals match and whatnot, find your candidate who reflects your values, that's fine. But as far as the machine goes, I feel like both sides are doing the same thing where they're not giving us a lot of choice. They're not giving us a lot of variety in this matter. And I just, you know, for what I heard from the Democrats who are upset, I hope I hear the same thing from Republicans, because they deserve candidates who reflect their values, who are at least able to fight for the job and say, this is where I differ on certain policies. And maybe if the attitudes of this country are moving away from the MAGA movement slowly, glacially, having candidates who have the guts to say, no, this, let's talk about how we make Wisconsin better. We do it together. We do it, you know, with conservative values. But it's not just so adhering to an ideology that is very unpopular in this country. Jim from Brookfield is on the line right now. Got very few, got about 45 seconds to a minute. Go ahead. What do you want to say, sir?
Okay, real quick. Yeah. I do agree that we need more candidates. I think the more candidates, the better. And I think in two examples in recent history, the Senate with Manila Barnes and Ron Johnson, mm-hmm. of course, the presidential with Harris and Trump, not saying that they weren't the best candidates, but the way they were so quickly anointed, hey, this is the one we're going to rally around them. I think had they been battle tested a little with a primary or just somebody to contest it, especially with Mandela Barnes running it a little longer, have them win it outright, I think it would have been better for the party and it would have turned out better for the, you know, for everybody.
I can't agree with you more. And Cindy as well. It's like, if you give us the choice, you give the ability, then the best person who gets the message across will hopefully win. And that, I think, is the best option for preserving a democracy that relies on the voice of the people to say who they want their leaders to be. That's fair and should be the base value. That's where we should always be. And that's where I think things like the Make Elections Great Again bill also tries to take that away from us by just saying, this is how you're going to vote. These are the people who you're going to vote for, and that's it. But when we come back, Terry Barr from Civic Media, the genie of just about everything, talking about her stories here on Civic Media Mid-Mornings. My name is Greg Bach. Stay tuned. Stay close. Welcome back to Mid-Mornings on Civic Media. My name is Greg Bach. I'm your host, your buddy, your pal, your co-conspirator in all things you, remembering that you are awesome because you're awesome and you're sharing time with us. We are here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can always be part of the conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We are on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still to come, we have Mr. Chad Holmes at after the 10 o'clock news, talking about all things Wausau, Northwoods, and what's going on up there, specifically about the conversations he's having with the 2026 gubernatorial candidates. Hearing from him is going to be really great. He is also the host of the Chad Holmes Show, which is on every day from 8 until 10, online, the first hour on air. Get the Civic Media app. You live somewhere not that's Northwoods. You can listen to WXAO by getting the Civic Media app. You can listen to it live right there and then switch it on over online and check out the rest of the program. But that's Mr. Chad Holmes after the 10 o'clock news. And 10:35, how are you still winterizing your life? Punxsutawney Phil is here. Shadow is done. It's going to be winter for what will feel like the next 6 years. But we want to know how you winterize your life and how you still protect your home, your car, yourself from the elements. And then handy tip from Greg, rounding out the show. Really quick here, Jim from Appleton sent in a text listening on WISS. My dad, whose birthday was today, Happy birthday, sir. Always said, if he sees his shadow, it's 6 more weeks of winter. It's only 42 days until it's over. That's how I look at it. And you know what? Really quick. So we're here now in the second half of the first hour. I told you I had a guest. I do have a guest. She is the genie of absolutely everything here at Civic Media. Miss Terry Barr is our guest this morning. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, Greg, how are you?
I'm doing well. Now, really quick, before we get into the stories you want to talk about, how long you lived in Wisconsin for a while, your whole life? Or are you a lifelong?
I am born and raised outside of Green Bay.
Okay.
We did move away for quite a few years, but, you know, like many of us do, we love Wisconsin and we come back.
And so we are all aware of how time works, how the calendar operates.
Yes.
Temperatures in certain parts of the year. We may be 42 days away from spring, but we're also like 100 days away from someone going, it's too hot. So
I know. And you know it's going to happen. Here's where I count spring. Yeah. I look at spring as pitchers and catchers report to spring training, and that is in seven days.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking about, I'm already thinking about maybe a trip to Arizona for spring training this year, which I'm willing, if Civic Media would like to pay for that, I'm willing to do reporting on the ground and talk to the people. I'm not kidding. I've made this offer before. I will go there with equipment.
If you need a sidekick, I'm happy to go with you.
but I'd love that. I'd love that. We'll have a whole crew. We have to report. But that's the thing too, is like, once we hit the new year, I always tell myself, we're like 2 months of full winter left. Mm-hmm. And we're in February now.
Yeah, and I think maybe that's that lull in between. January seems to go really fast, mm-hmm. even with 31 days. February's a short month, mm-hmm. but February seems to be the one that gets to people. Yeah. And I don't know what that is. If we're just, I'm done. I'm done with the snow. Mm-hmm. I'm done with winter. Let's move along.
I felt like I was done in January because I felt like we got a lot of February weather in January. And we got a lot of winter weather in November and December that we don't usually get anymore, like lots of snowstorms. So that was La Nina. That was the weather. Yeah. That's the meteorologists, their expertise. But we will get through this together and we will stay safe together and we will stay warm and prepared. But you are here today. So if you folks don't know, Terry Barr, as we call her, the genie of just about everything here at Civic Media, you are one of our reporters. You report on everything from very serious news to, you know, your slice of Wisconsin's where you're highlighting great attributes to the state, to your Bar Band Friday reports on Pete Schwab's show where you're talking about local music, which you can laugh, but I think that's also very important because Wisconsin has, I believe, a very good local music scene. I think it's not spoken about enough. And I think any way we can highlight that is important, and that's what you do. But you are here to talk about a story that is it's near to us because it's right next door. And it's about an interview that you had with an individual who is seeing what's going on in Minneapolis firsthand. Can you talk more about that?
Absolutely. Her name is Bree Stanowich. Mm-hmm. Bree is originally from Berlin, which is just outside of Oshkosh. Yeah. And when I learned about Bree, what I was thinking, you know, all of us were talking about Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, wow, being from Wisconsin, she's lived in the Minneapolis area now for 7 years.
Yeah.
What does this feel like for somebody like her, not actually from Minneapolis originally, not like that matters, mm-hmm. but to now be calling Minneapolis her town?
Yeah.
She does consider it her home now.
Okay.
But I just really wanted to ask her all kinds of questions. Yeah. So this kind of sets the scene, this audio that I want to share with everybody of what it's like, no matter who you are, where you have come from, mm-hmm. if you are living there right now, this is what it's like. Calvin, if you'd play that audio, I would appreciate it.
When I'm out in public, I feel like I'm constantly looking over my shoulder right now, whether that's, you know, coming into my apartment and making sure no one's trying to get in behind me or supporting a local establishment and just making sure that everyone who's there is there with good intentions, just to really drive home, like, what is happening. Last week, like, I was driving home from running some errands and was almost hit by like two speeding cars. And this was shortly after seeing, you know, vehicles kind of spread everywhere. There was a sweep happening at a school nearby, and just not knowing if those were concerned community members trying to get to spaces to support or, you know, other things that are going on right now. And so some things that have shifted, I'm in school right now and we have the option to call in remotely, which I'm really grateful for. Some days, you know, it's hard to leave the house, trying not to move through life with fear, but having to be hypervigilant and kind of some of the exhaustion that brings. I'd seen groups of kids walking to school, and this was a moment that just really hit me with how things are happening. They looked afraid, they're looking over their shoulders, and the parents that were walking alongside them were looking the same. But I do really want to be clear that even in the middle of all of this, it's not just fear. I'm seeing people show up for one another. And also just naming, like, these are just a few examples of the impact on my day to day, but just really wanting to hold space to say that I've had options and flexibility to move through life.
Let me ask you, you know, being there and being in it, did you ever think something like this could happen? And what does this feel like?
That is a good question. Is this something that I ever thought I could see happening? And what is it like to be living through that? You know, something I will say is that in my 7 years living here in the Twin Cities, this isn't the first time our community has experienced hardship and collective pain, and not even the first time in the last year. We just had the Annunciation school shooting that just happened back in the fall. And just before that, you know, we've lost a state representative and her husband, and had another attempt on two other state leaders' lives, and then even just some of the back-to-back pain. It's hard to conceptualize it even after it's happened time and time again. And even if there were inklings of like what might take place. But I do really think that what's happening right now, until it's actually, you know, happening in the present moment, I don't know that anyone could really conceptualize or understand it until it's happening.
And again, that was Bree Stanowich. Mm-hmm. And Bree, originally from Berlin, which is near Oshkosh, mm-hmm. but now calls Minneapolis home. And that just gives you a really good feeling of what just the everyday normal people are feeling, let alone trying to help their neighbors and friends.
If you're just joining us on Civic Media Mid-Mornings here, we are talking to Terry Barr, who is a Civic Media reporter, also the Max Inc. Radio Music. She's your host of the Max Inc. Radio Music Show. I wanted to say that too. I've seen that. Because you are, again, the person who wears so many hats in this company. But we're talking about a story and a conversation you had with a Wisconsinite who now lives in Minnesota, Minneapolis area, calls that her home. And I think that's something I'm seeing as far as stories come out is the fear and paranoia now it's breeding as far as, you know, is what if something happens, is that because of the actions by ICE in the city? Like everyone is on eggshells is not even the term you want to use. They're just afraid. That's, I mean, they're afraid. And the question I have too is what residue will this leave for the community? You know, let's say in a year's time, this is all where they're moved past the actual thing itself. ICE is gone and whatever may happen. How long does this stay with a community? And that's where what she talked about at the end is important, was just people showing up to help, whether it's bringing food, keeping company, therapy, things of that nature. And I mean, was there anything else in the interview that we didn't get to hear that we should know about?
Well, she has been also out, and the whole idea of when she said going into my apartment and feeling like I still have to look over my shoulder, mm-hmm. or someone in the parking lot and wondering, now who is that and what are they doing here? Mm-hmm. They don't look familiar. Just the things that start to tick in your brain mm-hmm. as you move through a situation. But what I love most, again, is her talking about the helpers.
Yes.
She's been collecting money and supplies. And this isn't only to help neighbors and friends or those caught up in it. We have heard time and time again, some of the folks being detained.
Yes.
Once they are released, they don't have anything. They maybe don't even have their cell phone or their wallet. Mm-hmm. So any help that people can provide them means so much. This includes, and I didn't think about this until Bree mentioned, the small businesses being impacted. We kind of saw this and went through this during COVID where everything shut down. Mm-hmm. And so many of these small businesses count on people who are coming into town to visit. And a lot of that just isn't happening. So going in and just buying a coffee for yourself and someone else is a life-saving move for many of these people and for many of these businesses mm-hmm. right now. And I can tell you more about a charity that she spoke to me about. If anybody out there listening is thinking, well, I need one place that I can turn to that maybe I can do something to help. And that's sort of where our conversation continued when I talked with Bree.
Let's talk about that on the other side of the break when we come back. But something I noticed a lot on social media this weekend were small businesses here in Wisconsin. You know, there was protests happening in Milwaukee this past weekend. And I saw posts from, you know, I saw posts from businesses saying we're going to close early to give our employees the ability to protest. But I saw one that was really, really great. And I felt like they had to go to great lengths to explain why. They said, we support this. We cannot close. We have to stay open to remain, you know, we need to make money. And we have talked to our employees about this. We have talked about mm-hmm. the options. We, you know, it almost like they have to pre-defend themselves from being open to say, we support this, but we cannot possibly close right now. But here, like, you know, doing all the things. And I think that's just as viable. So like those businesses that can't close, go and buy that coffee, buy that food, patronize those businesses because they have to stay open to stay viable and to be business people in the community who keep those beliefs alive. And that's effective and important. So we're going to talk more to Terry Barr about this story when we come back. Go grab some snacks, grab some water. Come on back. We're on the Civic Media Mid-Morning Show here on Civic Media. My name is Greg Bach. Stay tuned, stay informed, and stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome, welcome back to Civic Media Mid-Mornings here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Greg Bach. I'm your host, your buddy, your pal, your friend. And we're happy that you're sharing time with us today on this, I would say, oh my gosh, the Civic Media Mid-Morning weather balloon is up right now. It says it's 23 degrees here in southeastern Wisconsin. Let me check. Yeah, 24 in Racine, where we are located at Radio Park. So, man, winter's over, right? That's done. You know, who cares about a groundhog? It's in the 20s. So here we go, folks. Get ready. No, we're kidding. Stay safe, stay warm, stay informed. Keep it locked on to Civic Media for your weather updates, because we're not out of it yet, folks. Time is still time, and it's still going to keep going for the next few weeks. But we are talking to Terry Barr, who is the genie of just about everything here at Civic Media, reporter for music, news all across the state, as well as stories that go beyond Wisconsin's reach, but still has a connection right here at home. And we're talking about a story that you did with where you interviewed a young woman who originally from Wisconsin, now lives in Minneapolis, describing just what she sees on a regular basis, and not just what she sees, but how it affects how she and many others feel. And before we went to the break, you said that, you know, in all of the things that are happening, one of the most important things to remember is those who are helping, who are putting forth their time, effort, their money maybe to give to this situation. And that's something we have to remember. In all the bad, there are still some good, and the good is always the people who show up. And you were talking about a charity that she is that people can give to help with this.
Right. Well, and what is so interesting, again, her name is Bree Starnowich, and originally from the Oshkosh area. And she did her own little collection, and she said in just a couple of days, she collected $600 where she was able to give immediate support to some families. Right now, she is working on care packages for those who worked alongside Alex Preddy at the VA hospital. Yeah. And you forget about all these side impacts. One thing I just found out from a friend who lives in Madison, she is going to be traveling to Minneapolis for a convention coming up. And she decided, just for the heck of it, I'm going to call the hotel and just ask them what their policies are as far as allowing anyone from ICE to come into the hotel. Mm-hmm. And the hotel wouldn't give her an answer. So you know what she did? I mean, this is a small way to impact and let people know how you feel. Mm-hmm. She canceled her reservation at that particular hotel, called a different one to ask them what their policy is. And the person she spoke with at that particular hotel said, no, we have signs up that say, we respect all of our guests. We want you to feel safe. Guns are not allowed in our hotel. And also, they had extra security hired. So it's just an interesting idea to keep in mind how so many ways and people are being impacted by what's happening there right now.
It's also a good way to know how your dollars are being spent. I mean, that's just
right.
Whether we're talking about shopping local or putting that money to groups that support causes that align with your morals and your values. I know that that's been a thing about us, the hotels and folks kind of putting these companies on blast for saying, you know, I mean, just from a privacy and safety standpoint, the fact that they won't respond or will allow, that's
right. You know,
that is reprehensible in my opinion, but I mean, that's the world.
I was really shocked about that. But I give kudos to this friend of mine who made her own stand by saying, I'm not going to cancel my plans. I'm still going to go there. I'm going to go to this convention. I'm going to support local businesses there. Yeah. But if this hotel cannot provide me the answers I need to feel safe and secure while I'm staying there, then I'm going to stay somewhere else.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and in talking with Bree, she said, standwithminnesota.com, okay. minnesota.com is one of the best ways to be able to help. If you can't be in Minneapolis, they have ways that you can take action. They have ways to support. You can adopt a family. And there's so many other ways that they offer on a website to be able to just stay in touch really yeah. with what's happening there.
That's wonderful. And I will put that in the show notes this morning, as well as, you know, all the other information as far as what you've been working on. And I always appreciate you stopping by to talk about, you know, whether we're talking about a slice of Wisconsin or whether we're talking about a very, you know, impactful story as far as like what is happening in today's landscape and today's national climate. Terry Barr is Civic Media and Max Inc. radio music reporter. The genie of just about everything. Check out her bar band reviews every Friday with Pete Schwaba on Nightlight, and we'll have her back before you know it. Terry, thank you so much for spending time with us. I really appreciate you.
Happy Monday to all.
Happy Monday to all. Stay stay bundled up, friends. Stay warm. I know. It's 20 degree weather, but it might be 4 tomorrow. You never know. It's Wisconsin. So again, thank you so much, Terry. Have a wonderful day, and keep being amazing.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome. All right. When we come back, it is Chad Holmes, the Chad Holmes, host of the Chad Holmes Show here on Civic Media as well. This is a very Civic Media minded Monday, I must say. We'll be talking more about the Northwoods, Wausau, what's going on there in their community, how that affects the governor's race, and how what happens there affects all of us, just as all stories across the state has an impact on our communities here, whether you live near or far. Because we're all connected in that piece of the puzzle. But we're talking to Mr. Chad Holmes when we come back from a break on Civic Media Mid-Mornings. My name is Greg Bach. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. Stay informed. Stay close.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.